Kirby and Josh. Home solution by Metricon, a fixed price home and land specialist.
Oh, feels good to get Monday out of the way, doesn't it?
I know, we had a bit of a case of Monday-itis, didn't we?
Well, yeah, this was a bit tired yesterday.
Oh, we still had fun, but it's just Mondays. They're a bit of a drag.
Well, I've got an excuse. You know, I've got a seven-month-old baby at home. You know, you just come in tired.
Oh, look, I came from another state this morning, actually.
Okay, well, that's a fair point.
Bit of a hike. You did get up early.
Now, it was a good show, actually.
Well, we found out, I won't say what happened, but I've been thinking about this over the weekend, about your stolen car.
Oh, yes. Wasn't that crazy?
Crazy, but we finally got to the bottom of it.
So I got a call on a Friday from my sister saying my car's been stolen because she was borrowing it.
Yep.
Oh, she was in tears.
Well, and rightly so, a car's been stolen. Your car, may I add, and you couldn't have cared less. You're like, all right,
well,
I
finally don't have to pay rego again. Thank God for that. There was that. Oh, talk about tension.
Oh.
Your dad, when he found out what your brother did. Oh.
It was so awkward. You, while we were on the phone to him, went to full panic mode.
Oh.
I've never seen you run further away from the microphone.
I was like, I'm not involved. I'm not. This is a family dispute. It is just tense. I thought it was going to go another way and he was going to get a lecture.
I also don't know how scary.
Well,
he can be scary. He gives lectures, yeah. I also don't know how you actually have a partner after hearing your pickup lines. You have got to be the most immature person when it came to pickup lines.
I just laugh. You know when you get told you're not allowed to laugh?
Yeah.
Oh, I just laugh. Like, if, you know when, like, you used to have those principals come in and they're giving the whole lecture
stern,
to the whole
yep.
school? I'd be the guy that's giggling because I'm like, I'm not supposed
Josh,
to laugh.
Stop laughing!
Mr. Jean, see me after class. Thank you.
Always. But they were funny.
Yeah, they were. You can check it all out right now on the podcast. In a second, going to need your help. So 5223 2955. Not just yet. And if you help us out, you'll actually score yourself a Kangaroo Jack Sharon. They are one for the Indigenous round. They are absolutely amazing.
I'm holding one right now, and they look bloody beautiful.
I asked if they had spare ones.
Nah. These are just for you, Geelong and the Surf Coast. This is quite frustrating that it's just you because they are gorgeous, gorgeous balls. Honestly, they're worth a fair bit.
That's why I'm saying,
Sharon,
if you can help us, you'll score one.
Yes.
All right. So on Friday, we're doing the show. Had a couple of missed calls from my sister, had a couple from Kat and my mum. I was like, oh, what's going on?
Yeah.
Call Kat back and she's like, oh, have you spoken to your sister yet? I was like, no. She's like, well, maybe wait till you get off here. I'm like, oh.
How much pressure is that?
Oh.
And you go, how do I wait?
Like,
we've
got
a 4-hour show.
Because then you know it's bad.
Yeah.
You're like, okay. So finally can't get on to mum, call my sister, say, what's going on? You all right? She's in tears.
Oh, no.
Because I don't use my car anymore, just gave it to her because she didn't have one.
Yep.
She lives in the city of Melbourne, barely uses one. So I was like, you can just have it if you want.
Yeah. It's nice of you.
Yeah. Well.
Good brother.
Sort of brother.
Favourite brother. Is that what you're trying to get?
Anyway, so she calls me. Car's been stolen. She's in tears. I'm like, okay, what's going on? Mum's yelling in the background. She's not happy about the situation. I wasn't too fussed. If it did get stolen and we had, because I have insurance for, I was like, we get the cash.
I can contest to that. You said your car was stolen. I was shocked that cars still get stolen. I was more like, did it just get broken into? And you just kept going. So this is the next song and let's move on. Come on, mate, your car's just been stolen.
Anyway, got an update over the weekend.
Oh, it's found.
Yeah. Well, maybe. This is where I'm going to need your help. 5223 2955. If you reckon you know what happened to the car, like what the scenario was, we'll give you one of those Sharon footies.
Okay. So let's it's
so we'll give you hints and clues along the way if you can't get it, if the first person goes.
So rule out the obvious, you didn't leave your keys in the car.
No. Didn't do that.
So that's not why
I
stolen.
Didn't do it. No, she didn't do it either.
All right.
5223 2955. If you can work out what happened to the car,
you're gonna win a Sharon.
You're gonna win a Sharon.
And it's awesome a bloody Sharon. Spectacular Sharon.
Right now, giving away a Sharon and Indigenous footy at kangaroojack.com.au. If you order, you can get free shipping as well.
Unbelievable. And I must point out, they are an amazing football. Like, looking at them, they look spectacular. They're not your stock standard red or yellow. We've got black with some amazing Indigenous artwork on the side. You want to win one of these bad boys.
Especially if you love your footy. Ooh, okay. Yeah. All you have to do is solve what happened to my car. So
it was stolen on Friday. That's all we know.
Stolen on Friday. That's all we know. If you can work out what actually happened to it.
You're still very calm about it.
Yeah. As I said, the insurance money would have been great. Really needed it at the moment.
Yeah.
Mark, have you got any clue what you think might have happened to the car?
Yeah, I reckon they just popped the back window, took it that way, and then took it out for a joyride.
Did they take it for a joyride?
They
Josh?
Did not.
Okay. No. Okay. Right, we'll sorry,
go,
Mark.
No worries. We'll go to the next person. So we'll give a clue here.
Yeah. So it didn't get...
It didn't get stolen.
In the end.
In the end. It didn't get stolen.
Okay. Marissa from Geelong, what do you think happened to Josh's car?
I think it was someone that they knew borrowed the keys or took the keys as a joke.
Ooh.
Are you saying warmer, Josh?
Warmer, but no.
Oh, so sorry, close. Marissa. Wait there. We've got
Linda in Norlane. So someone didn't borrow it. I think the clue is that she might have parked it somewhere that she probably shouldn't have.
Did it get towed away?
Let's have a listen.
Oh, yeah, on Noon Street. Like, they've actually just towed it all the way down. So it was parked on Noon Street and then towed it down the other end of Noon Street.
They towed it because she was actually parked. So congratulations, you've won. Well done.
Thank you. Awesome.
No worries at all. So how's this?
We got this one.
Yeah.
I love that.
So how's this? So it was parked in a normal car space.
Yeah.
Five other people called up because their cars had gone missing. The council just didn't tell anyone that roadworks was going on. So these people have just been towing cars back and forth up the street without telling anyone.
You can't be doing that.
You can't be doing that.
But also that's exactly what happens when you live in Melbourne and don't live in the greatest place on earth.
That's right.
Yeah, our council's not doing that, are they?
No, I hope not.
Fresh for the drive home, Toby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
I don't know how much you use dating apps like Tinder.
Oh, look, I've used them. I'm not going to lie. At the moment, not really frequent on it, but my girlfriends down on the coast, they are definitely using it.
So they've launched this new feature on it, which I think is going to be good, and especially, you know, because we all know about abuse that can happen online and things like that.
Yeah.
So it's called an Are You Sure button. So when you type something in, they go, are you sure you want to send this? So in case it's inappropriate or language, et cetera. One of the other reasons it does it, though, is for pickup lines. So, and we all know that pickup lines are no good.
Oh, some are great. Many of them, majority of them, terrible.
A lot of people haven't really gone past the ones that were created 30 years ago, and they just keep rolling that gear out.
They just Google them and go, yep, I'm going to send them that.
So if you think that's a good idea, it's going to detect what you're sending and go, are you sure? And so I would take that warning if you ever get an are you sure from...
I sort of need that button in life.
Mm. Yeah, you do. Yeah. Well, no, you just need to pause. Just take a breath. Do it. Is he trying to stir me up here or am I going to attack him? Anyway, so what I thought we could do is a game of best of three. We're going to choose our favourite pickup lines and how
do you
works.
Go with a pickup line?
No, I've never used one in my life.
You haven't?
Nah.
Okay. You're telling me you scored cat all by yourself.
Mate, I couldn't get her away from me.
Oh, spare me.
Anyway, so if I laugh, you get a point. If you laugh, I get a point. Best of three. You can't laugh at your own jokes either.
Okay.
Here we go. Wait. Compose yourself.
Yep.
All right, I'll go first. They say Disney is the happiest place on earth. Well, apparently, no one has ever been standing next to you. So do you get a point?
I think you laughed at yourself.
Oh, I'm going to be no good at this game.
Okay. aside from being sexy, what do you do for a living? Josh.
That's not even good. good.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's not even good. Oh, I just laugh at everything. That's my problem.
Well, that was quicker than I thought. I thought I might have given up a little bit of a fight, but no.
They were so bad.
It was shocking.
Fresh for the drive home. Toby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, I've got a family chat with my brothers.
Yep.
So I've got four brothers. It's called Trish's Treasures. My mum's name's Trish.
Yeah.
And on Friday night, a message came through from Carl, who's the brother just underneath me, quite late.
Yep, okay.
It said, family, there may or may not have been a bet on Saints first doggies for this weekend between me and my best friend Ian.
Yep.
Loser's going to get a tattoo of the other one's mum on their bottom, so Saints better win.
Oh, wow.
Now,
so has he gone through with it?
Well, this is the thing. We were messaging going, what are you doing, Carl? Like, this is before the game. We're going, it's against Bulldogs. Like, Saints haven't got a good track record this year.
Sure, if you're going to put a bet on, you're going to think that you're going to win.
Exactly. So he's not the smartest cookie in the jar. Anyway, Dad's really against tattoos. So the other argument, we were saying, don't do it. Dad's not going to be happy about this. We didn't find out till late last night that he didn't end up getting it.
Good decision. Good.
Great well decision. Done. Smart decision. But I thought for a bit of fun that we should call Dad, because I don't reckon he'd know about this bet.
Yeah.
And see his reaction, if he's going to be happy with Carl getting the tattoo.
Does he like tattoos? Does anyone in your family have tattoos?
None of us. We're all clean skin. So five of us.
Yeah.
No one's got a tattoo.
Oh, wow.
And so this would have been the first one, and it wouldn't have been a pretty one. So I called Dad earlier, and I simply asked him if he heard about what Carl had done on the weekend.
No.
Well, all right. I actually have Carl on the line. I'll let him. I'm going to stay out of it, but I'll let him tell you what he did. Carl, tell Dad what you did.
Well, I may or may not have placed a bet. I may or may not have won or lost. And I may or may not have got a tattoo.
Fantastic. Great bet when you're pissed.
You might like it. I don't know. You might not.
Yeah. The stupidity when you're pissed.
Don't knock until you see it.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. Just the dumb things you do when you're pissed.
Don't worry, he didn't get a tattoo.
No, I didn't think he did. Absolute shit.
Nothing but love.
That was awkward.
God. I'm scared of your dad.
He hates tattoos.
Fresh for the drive home. Toby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Who am I?
Who am I?
I love when we play this. It's on a Monday.
It's a fun game.
It is. So how cool is this? Britney Spears obviously was a part of the Mickey Mouse Club.
Yep.
With Ryan Gosling.
Yes.
And the two of them could have reunited years down the track when Britney actually auditioned for The Notebook.
Stop it. Now, that is one of the greatest rom-coms possibly ever.
It's up there.
I love it.
It's in my top five. I'll give it that. It's a great story.
It makes me believe in love. And then especially when they're older at the nursing home at the end and you just think, that is true love. You have found your other half. That is what
amazing.
I aspire to do in
it's
life.
It's so sad too as well, isn't it?
Beautifully sad. Oh, you tell me that Britney could have been in that?
Could have, yeah, auditioned for it. I'm glad she didn't get it because Rachel McAdams is just the best.
Yes, Britney hasn't done too much acting. She popped up in How I Met Your Mother. I don't know if she can go from that to The Notebook.
yeah. So she's selling her audition tape as an NFT at the moment.
Oh, that's going to get some money. I'd love to see it.
Looking like $1 million it might be.
Far out.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. These are all people who auditioned or could have played a certain role, but they didn't get the job.
Okay.
All right.
Little who am I? All right. Are they easy?
I hope so. I tried to pick distinct voices because it's hard, isn't it?
I know, but I'm not good at this game. All right.
First one might be hard.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
I just, since I can remember, I always, I never, well, like most people, I didn't know if I'd ever be a mother, be a good mother. I was nervous.
Is it Goldie Hawn?
Ooh, no. Why Goldie Hawn? That was a very, it's a very random guess.
I close my eyes when I listen to that. And that was the first.
The first name that came up. No, it's actually Angelina Jolie.
I don't like Angelina.
No, she could have replaced or been in Gravity.
Oh, I love Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, exactly.
No way. Angelina,
okay.
Back off.
Next one.
Okay, sorry.
It was, we've known each other for a good long while and I've always admired him, you know.
Should get this.
Oh, I know the voice so bad. Can you give me a clue?
What's more of a clue than his voice? He's pretty famous.
I know.
Been in a lot of, like, maybe one big franchise.
I just can't get it.
Pirates of the Caribbean?
Johnny Depp.
Yeah, mate.
So, I knew his voice.
Yeah, so he might have been Ferris Bueller in Ferris Bueller's Day Off back in the day.
How do you reckon that would have gone?
Not the same.
Yep.
Not the same. But it's hard to. He could have done a better job.
You never know.
He was a bit more.
But if he did that, would have he become.
Yeah, exactly. All right, next
Johnny
one.
Depp.
She's sort of a songwriter and she paints and she's wonderful.
Well, that's quick.
Mm. Well, it's a very distinctive voice.
It's Demi Lovato.
This is nowhere near. Who it is. It's Reese Witherspoon.
Oh,
let's have a listen
the old bend and snap.
She's sort of a songwriter and she paints and she's wonderful.
So she could have been in Scream as Sydney Prescott.
Like really?
Amazing. Yeah. Last one. Let's see if
okay.
we can
okay,
go
let's end on a high.
50%. Here we go. 2 from 4.
He never wanted to put me in a close-up. He photographed everybody else in close-up but not me.
David Schwimmer? Matthew Perry? Who is it?
Nicolas Cage.
Oh.
Nowhere near it.
Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Herbie, we're starting to get back to normal after COVID.
We are.
We all. Country's starting to come out of lockdown. One of those countries is the UK, which had it pretty bad.
They did indeed. To see how they've turned things around is incredible. You got to give them a pat on the back.
So as they start to open up, there's talks about having the rapid detection test as you jump on a plane. So that way they know if you do come into the country, and the same for us,
yes.
if people are coming back home, that they know, hey, we've done that. You can't jump on this plane because you might infect everyone else.
Which I really agree with. I think that's great if we can get the technology there.
But they might have come up with a new solution to that as well, which is more accurate than detecting COVID in the rapid tests.
What could be more accurate?
Sniffer dogs are. Sniffer dogs.
Surely not. I know that dogs are very smart. I know that. And we've seen them used in lots of crime scenes to help solve cases. But can they actually detect COVID?
Astonishingly, up to 94% of cases they were able to detect.
Stop.
Yeah, which is more accurate than the actual rapid test.
That's unbelievable.
You know, imagine as you're coming up to the airport, not only are they sniffing for other things that you might have on you, they're also sniffing for COVID. And so, like, obviously they'll just sit next to you. If you've got it, you have to get out of the line. Can't jump on to a rapid test and whatever, another test and see if you're all good.
That blows my mind. Dogs are so much smarter than what you think they are.
They are. Found some amazing things that they can do as well. For instance, a study found that dogs can genuinely get jealous. So they're not all good. So if you're patting another pet, your dog can get jealous about it.
If you know, you know.
See, that makes sense. Mm. If you think about it now, I know if I ever go home, mum and dad's dog, she can get very jealous if I'm not giving her attention when I first come home because obviously it's all about her.
Bit moody. Bit moody.
There you go.
Dash hounds, you know those dogs.
Oh, yeah, little sausage dogs.
I would say looks like a useless dog. Very cute, wouldn't do much. Originally bred to fight badgers.
No.
If you know, you know.
No, they weren't.
Dead set. You know,
they are the cutest little things. They're not going to win in a fight.
Yeah.
Who are you backing in that fight then?
Definitely a badger. Definitely a badger. So your dog can smell your feelings. So whether you're sad, upset, or feeling fear, they can smell it approximately 100,000 times better than you, like their noses are better than ours. So if you are fearful or you're upset, they understand and they know about it, which is pretty incredible. So even if you're happy, they can tell.
I once received some pretty bad news, like very, very bad news, to the point my parents were quite scared about my health that day. But I was at home alone and the dog didn't leave my side. So that makes so much sense because it knew what I was going through.
How's this? Bluey, an Australian cow dog, is recorded as the world's oldest dog to ever live. How long do you reckon? How many years?
How many? And is this in dog years or?
Yeah. No, in real years.
In human years, okay. I'm going to say 30.
29 years and 5 months old.
Well, that's so long. I threw out a big number. I wasn't thinking that.
But to be fair, and I don't know how genuine this is, because it was kept in 1910 to 1939. Okay. I mean, there could be, you know...
It could be.
I mean, they could have lied back then. So, you know, when you see the poster, world's oldest dog. Yeah. It's just something's been painted grey.
Fresh for the drive home, Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
North Korea. We hear about a lot what happens over there. Mm. Do we know exactly what's going on? Not really.
No.
But an article has been released from one of their four newspapers that they've got over in North Korea, because it's very limited what you can have, the press and everything.
Yeah.
And this is saying that Kim Jong-un, the leader at the moment, he is banning mullets, jeans and nose piercings because he's worried that other nations are going to ruin his culture and it will eventually collapse like a damp wall, regardless of its economic or defence power. If they don't hold on to their lifestyle that they have at the moment, then it's going to crumble.
Well,
they're going to crumble. So
what do you reckon about the mullet? I don't know if that's such a...
Oh, I love the mullet.
You love a mullet?
Oh, it gets me going.
Really?
I live for a mullet. And I know now that everyone's on the bandwagon, but I've been loving them forever.
Yeah,
and
you're an OG mullet lover.
I am, and I think it's great. The more mullets, the better.
Mm.
And especially in Victoria, we have plenty of mullets.
Yeah,
brilliant.
All the footballers have them now.
Yeah, brilliant.
I went to watch my little cousin play the other day. All the kids had mullets.
Mullets. I love that. Nose piercings, not too fussed about. I think he's a little late to the party there, Kim Jong-un. You don't see many rolling around these days. There was a big stage, you've got to remember.
Skinny jeans.
Who really cares?
Nah.
But then I was reading into, because these rules just fascinated me, that he's come out and said no.
Yeah.
I don't like them. And I've looked into some other ones. There's some odd rules over there in North Korea. So you may know that they've got only 18 haircuts allowed.
Yeah, yeah.
For women, and then they've got 10 for men.
Yeah.
So 28 all up, that's your only options, which that's not too crazy, I guess.
I mean, surely that's 10 options is pretty decent.
You think so?
How many haircuts are there?
Citizens aren't allowed to have the same name as the current president, so anyone that did have Kim had to change it.
See you later.
So these are sort of stock standard ones. I thought, oh, yeah, I get it. I mean, you're in North Korea, it's got to be a little bit different there. But then supposedly, and I'm not sure how true these are, because again, you don't really know until you go over there and get clarification from Kim Jong-un yourself.
Yeah, yep. Okay, Kim, are these all right? Yep.
Kim, are these?
Yeah, yep,
they are. Christmas decorations, trees and anything are not allowed. Because they're an atheist country.
Oh, right.
So no fun over there around Christmas time.
No. And they're surrounded by pines as well.
I'm sure that they wouldn't have carols as well if that's included.
No, sure.
This one you'd be shattered with if you finally pay in your lotto. No sports cars. Not allowed them.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me.
Not allowed them. Doesn't bother you?
No, I'm not really a sports cat.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm not really a car person.
They're not allowed microwaves?
Oh, well, you know.
That's just baffling. Why?
Why not? Yeah.
Who knows? I mean, there's something to it. And then this one, it's not what they're allowed, but I like that they've changed the rules.
Okay.
Basketball rules. the North Korean basketball rules say that slam dunks are worth 3 points and field goals in the final 3 minutes of the game are worth 8 points as opposed to the normal 2 points. It just makes no sense.
I mean,
I don't know. I didn't even think that Kim Jong-un was a big basketball lover.
Well, clearly he is. Well, I'm not a fan of the rules.
Fresh for the drive home, Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Yeah, nah.
Or?
Nah, yeah.
All right, Herbie, this is where we get your thoughts on the daily topics. You just have to say yeah, nah for no, nah, yeah for yes.
I'm feeling good. New week.
Feeling good? Ooh, feeling positive. It's a Monday.
Here we go.
Ready to go. All
this
right.
This is fun.
Paying $100 for a sandwich.
Yeah, nah. Or? Nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. That's stupid. Who would pay that kind of money for a sanger? I love nothing more than a fresh sandwich, but you're not paying. I get annoyed when I have to pay over $10.
Mm.
When they start doing the add-ons, like avocado and everything, I'm sorry. It didn't cost you that much to make it, so don't charge me.
For sure. So it's a sandwich that feeds 6 to 8 people and it's at Disneyland. So I guess for 8 people, would you all want to share a sanger?
No.
Toasted?
I love a toasted sandwich. If you have the option to toast a sandwich, you toast it.
Well, unless it's fresh white bread and you've just got it from the bakery.
Curried egg, something like that. Delightful. Oh, gosh, I could go a sandwich right now. But no, if I'm going to Disneyland, I'm not going there to have a sandwich.
Collecting sports cards.
Yeah, nah.
Or?
Nah, yeah.
do you do this? I'm so excited for a new week. Yeah, nah. Why? Who cares? Like sports cards, like ones you traded with. Yeah. I guess if maybe they're going to hold value, but still.
Yeah.
They're not going to hold value until you're dead, so there's no point.
So we talked about this last week, but the NFT of Charlie Bit My Finger went up for sale.
Ouch, Charlie.
Which is how I just basically explain what NFTs are to mum and dad. Like, just think about baseball cards. It's just a virtual version of it.
That's actually pretty smart. That's a good way to break it down.
No worries. $900,000 that went for. That is crazy.
One video. Gosh, I wish my brothers bit my finger but actually got it on camera.
Did something. Where were you, mum and dad?
Just got pushed through walls.
Could have filmed anything.
Anything.
Put it up online. last one. Postcards.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Do you know what? Nah, yeah. There's something fun about a postcard, the novelty to it. Haven't had one in a long time.
Yeah.
In a long time. I couldn't tell you the last time I received one, but I'm a fan of them.
Oh, yeah?
Well, the idea of receiving them.
Because...
No, it's the idea of receiving them. Yeah, actually sending them, that's too much effort. You're never going to get one from me, sorry.
So our boss came in and he was talking about, because he just moved here to Geelong and he was out and about and he thought, you know, I'm going to get a postcard, send it off.
Yep. To Adelaide. Yeah. Let's just point that out. Yeah, Barry, come on, pick up the phone, mate.
Just give him a call. You're not overseas.
You could drive there if you wanted.
And he was bewildered that you couldn't buy a postcard of Geelong.
Which I thought you'd find them. You go to the visitor centre.
No one uses them. No one uses postcards. What? Like, shock, horror. Can't find them. Yeah, because no one's sending postcards. Okay, Barry.
Fresh for the drive home. Toby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
How do you go with spiders?
I hate them.
Really?
Oh.
Doesn't matter what size, little, big, daddy long legs?
Daddy long legs, not too worried about, because I know that they can't bite you. And they don't really move that quick.
Oh, you're very similar to a guy that's taken to Instagram to share his fear of spiders. So he's taken to neighbours from hell.
Mm.
Now, normally here is where you rip into people who are your neighbours and you don't really like them.
Yeah, okay.
This guy's taken it in a whole different view. So he's posted a letter which he actually left for his postman. Now, it says, "Dear Mr. Postman, beholder of parcels, bringer of utility bills, I write to you on this day to ask a simple task of you. Living on the right side of my mailbox is a spider, seemingly holding my mail hostage. If you could remove him from me, either by relocation or by killing him, I would be forever in your debt. Signed, resident." And then he's drawn the spider and says, "Looks like this. Please help me out."
I don't blame him.
You would do that. Just get your mail out of the letterbox.
So this actually has happened. No joke. So there was like a garden spider. Like, it looked actually a bit, you know, dangerous. That's what I'm saying. I said, "Cat," because normally I get cat to get rid of the spiders if it's in the room. I don't want it. Not dealing with it. They move in a weird way. I'm not a fan. Do not like them at all. So there was one in the letterbox. She's like, "Just leave it. It's outside. It's not causing any harm." And she's like, "It's cute." It is not cute. And I'm like, well, she doesn't ever collect the mail. It's like one of my jobs. So I'm like, it's building up.
It's one of your jobs to collect the mail.
Well, like, because we just forget about it. Okay. Like, there's some appointments come through for Georgie. Anyway, so she's like, "I'm not getting rid of it. Get rid of it yourself if you really want it out of there." I'm like, well, I can't fit a container in there. I can't do anything. So I was like, "I'm getting the air blower." So I got the air blower. But then I was like, "Oh, I've got to be careful in case it's got like
Spider-Man, I'm going to jump out and shoot its web back at you.
Well, I say I shoot off in the wrong direction. So I was like, you know those COVID face shields? So I got one of them and I've got like the oven mitts. I've got the blower. I hate spiders, man. And I'm blowing this thing, blowing it all around. Guy across the road's looking at me like, "What is he
Where's
doing?
Where's he going? Really doesn't want to pay his bills." Josh, I'm sorry, but Spider-Man, you know, is a movie.
Hey, if I got the abilities of Spider-Man, it'd be great. Oh, I just don't want to be bitten. It never happened to me. Never want to know what it
Did
is.
Did you get to pay your bills in the end?
No. I don't know. It's Toby and Josh. Okay.
Fresh for the drive home. Toby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.